Dr. Sabir taking office note on patient Alex Babu, B-A-B-O-O, Alex, A-L-E-X. Date of birth 2-1-1953, date of service 5-27-2025. Preparing of the patient is 72-year-old gentleman who is referred to see me by Dr. Yusuf for evaluation of elevated of proteinuria in his urine. Preparing a past medical history includes one diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 3 years, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next peripheral arterial disease, next coronary artery disease that supposed 4 stents placed, next history of depression / anxiety, next obstructive sleep apnea, has not been able to use his CPAP because it is broke and has not used it for a while, next history of TIA in 2018. Paragraph past surgical history includes left aortofemoral femoral bypass, right femoral stents times 3, bilateral carotid endarterectomy in 2018, and right carotid artery stenting in 2019. Period. Paragraph, go back to past medical history, adds a patient has history of central retinal vein occlusion in right eye. Period. Social history, patient is married with 2 kids. He quit smoking 2012. He quit alcohol in 2013. He is a retired and he was working at U.S. Postal Service. Family history, father with CVA and hypertension, mother with Alzheimer's disease. Pure paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Pure paragraph, review of systems, reviews, no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. Diarrhea positive, relays that to increased dosing of metformin. He denies any melena. He has a nocturia 2 times at night. No staining upon urination. No dribbling. He has complete bladder emptying. No leg swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization. He did receive 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Third paragraph. Current medications are reviewed. Include the following. Albuterol, amlodipine, vitamin C, aspirin, atorvastatin, carvedilol, cetirizine, vitamin D3, clonidine, patch, CoQ10, Foxiga, escitalopram, famotidine, PRN, flonase PRN, folic acid, furosemide, PRN, Vascepa, metformin, Singulair, multivitamin, niacin, pentoprazole, Xarelto, thiamine, and valsartan. Pure paragraph. On physical examination, his vital signs as mentioned above. HENT, pupils around the active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy. He has bilateral breathe that could be heard bilaterally in his carotid arteries. Neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no muscleness 2, no murmurs, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spleen, no megaly, no gary, rebound or rigidity, extremities, he has trace edema in the ankles. Neuro exam is now focal. Investigations available to me include the following. His albumin to creatinine ratio is 10:22. Phosphate 4.5, blood sugar 160, BUN16, creatinine 1.07, estimated GFR 74, sodium 141, potassium 4.9, fluoride 99, carbon dioxide is 33, calcium 9.7, albumin 4.7. Liver function tests are normal, A1C 7.8. The paragraph. His hemoglobin is 15.4, platelet count 209. C-reactive protein is less than 3 to the paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. proteinuria, most likely this is a result of diabetic nephropathy, hypertensive nephrosclerosis. However, we are going to do a workup to delineate the etiology. This will include serologic workup, imaging studies, and rechecking on his proteinuria. He is currently on valsartan, and we continue the same for that period. Next diagnosis is, before that, please add the following. We are going to add the spironolactone to his regimen at 25 milligram every other day and monitor his serum potassium. That should also help with his blood pressure control. Next diagnosis, uncontrolled hypertension with the bouts of blood pressure in the 200s in the AM. We will do the following changes. We're going to change his amlodipine to 10 milligram at bedtime and resume his carvedilol at 25 milligram twice a day and add spironolactone to take every other day. He is going to keep his blood pressure low for me to review next visit and will adjust accordingly. Continue clonidine patch and use clonidine pills as needed, if needed. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, uncontrolled. Patient is working with Dr. Yusuf for better control. He is going to follow his diet and adjust to get it under control. Next, hyperlipidemia. Continue current statin therapy. Next, peripheral arterial disease. Next, coronary artery disease. Asymptomatic statin-post stenting following with cardiology. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. He needs to resume his CPAP. This is very important. This is being arranged by Dr. Yusuf's office. This may be the reason why his blood pressure is being labile and acting up. I would recommend to resume CPAP and adjust. We'll adjust accordingly, paragraph. And thank you, Dr. Yusuf, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see him back in around 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and I'll keep you updated on his progress and the report. Thanks.